Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, the brilliant A Lazarus Soul on Radio Nova, and that's from the album No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens. One of the brilliant acts who are going to be at the Choice Music Prize next Thursday night. One of the big nights of Irish music every year. And we're going to chat about it now, but we're very, very lucky to have an expert on Irish music and the Choice Music Prize, radio presenter and curator behind the Tilt, the brilliant Tilt Showcase gigs, John Barker on the line. Hey, John.
Hey, Kieran McGuinness. It is great to chat to you again about this year's Choice Music Prize.
Yes, indeed. And you still owe me €10 from last year when I correctly predicted it. Let's see how we do this year. I think this is a really good lineup. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do double or quits maybe this week and see how I get on.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good shortlist overall, Kieran. I mean, the albums that you would expect and hope to see on it are on it. The likes of Fontaines DC, Kneecap, Orla Garland and A Lazarus Soul. But there's a lot of, I mean, I think this just goes to show how strong a shortlist it is. There's a lot of albums from established acts such as Villagers, Pillow Queens, James Vincent McMorrow, Houseplants, Fionn Regan that have been left off this particular shortlist. And I really like the fact that the judges have, I guess they haven't gone for the easy option of including lots of established acts. Instead, they've included the likes of Courtesy, New Dad and Sprints on there. So there are three debut albums that are on the shortlist this year. And also you've got a nomination for Roche, which is a bit of a left field nomination. But she released a really great kind of short album, which fuses and blends lots of different genres together. So I think overall it's a really strong shortlist. It's diverse as well. It has kind of an element of freshness to it. And I like the fact in particular, Kieran, that there's a lot of female representation in this particular shortlist, because for me, like, the biggest aspect of Irish music last year was the amount of female artists that released wonderful, innovative music across several genres. And I think that on 6 of the 10 nominated acts on this year's Choice Music Prize shortlist, I think 6 of the 10 have all or at least some female representation.
Yeah, no, it's a really diverse list. And as you said, 6 of the acts on the list have never been nominated before. So it does feel like, you know, a kind of a changing of the guard. And especially when some of the more established acts who released albums weren't nominated. So, you know, you love to see that. Like, there is an amazing kind of pool of brilliant Irish artists releasing albums. So, yeah, it's really exciting. You said obvious band to get on there, A Lazarus Soul. I actually was wondering whether or not it would get on. It's a brilliant album, No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens. And I was wondering whether it would get through. Actually, I was delighted to see them on there, because it's not a given these days that your album will get on, because there's such a high quality kind of out there, you know?
Yeah.
So of all the albums, I suppose, as you say, the Roche album maybe was a little surprise. I don't think it doesn't deserve it, but it wasn't as tipped. And the Courtesy album, I don't know if that was as tipped, but there is a really nice mix of different genres and stuff on there. But I suppose, briefly, the big two would be Fontaines and Kneecap, both in profile and I suppose in how much they're favourites for the album. Do you think it's going to be kind of down to those, or do you think it's a much more open competition?
No, unfortunately, I think it's going to be down to those two albums. As you know yourself, the 10 nominated albums will get kind of narrowed down quite quickly on the day of judging by the judges down to 2 or 3 albums. And I'm pretty sure that Romance from Fontaines DC and Fine Arts from Kneecap will be in those final 2 to 3 albums. And I think it'll come down to those two. And I don't know, I'm preempting here, you ask me, which of those two do you think will come out as the successor? By saying that, I think on the day of judging, which is this Thursday, the judges will probably look at Kneecap's album, Fine Art, and just see, God, there's so many positives to come out of Kneecap's success over the last 12 months. I mean, we finally got like a really good hip-hop act from the north of Ireland. They rap Kieran Os Gaeilge.
Amazing.
You know, near Catmay Reeve Gameg, Grupa Kjolig Deinave Shin Reeve. The Kneecap album,
exactly,
of course, has been a huge success. It's brought a whole new audience to the music scene in Belfast. And I would say it's introduced a whole new kind of younger Irish audience to Irish hip-hop music. They're playing Fairview Park in June. They're playing twice in the Three Arena in December. And I just think, like, overall, that the judges on the day will look at that and go, okay, they're going to get my vote over maybe Romance from Fontaines DC, which I have to say, I'm a big Kieran, I'm a big Fontaines DC fan. but I just found that Romance maybe isn't as innovative and ambitious in sound as a lot of the songs on Skinty Sia and A Hero's Death, their previous two albums before that. The songs aren't, they're not very subtle. They kind of are what they are. And for me, they're a little bit too commercial sounding overall in comparison to most of the songs on the other three albums, which have a bit more depth to them.
I mean, look, it's a really good point. I think sometimes you choose the songwriting, and sometimes you're choosing the context of the year that they've had. And I think Kneecap had a massive breakthrough year, and I think Fontaine's had a massive breakthrough year. And I think it doesn't always mean your album is going to win, but I think it has, you know, the kind of moment was met by a certain album. And I think that maybe there's a few albums on there that could get it. So so I think you're right. I think it's a very good chance Fontaine's DC will win. I think, you know, Kneecap will be in there as well. And I think A Lazarus Soul have an outside chance. But the quality of the other albums, I think, is excellent. And I think, you know, whether Silverbacks or Sprints or New Dad get, you know, win it this one, I think that they could be bands to look out for stunning albums in future. And as well as that, like Orla Gartland continues with her kind of brilliant progression so far. So it's an exciting time, I think, for Irish music, you know?
It is. Can I just say very quickly, if I was on the judging panel this Thursday, I would be voting for Orla Gartland's Everybody Needs a Hero. She's a brilliant, brilliant songwriter, and she writes amazing kind of feel good indie pop songs, and she's worked really hard over the last few years to get to a stage where she's now produced two brilliant successive albums in a row. And you know, she should be bigger, she should be a household name. I feel that's how good she is, and I think winning the Choice Music Prize on Thursday would really help that. So if I was on the panel, I wouldn't be voting for Fontaines, I wouldn't be voting for Kneecap, I'd be voting for Orla Gartland or A Lazarus Soul.
That's it. So cards on the table. You think that Kneecap are the winners this year?
I will be on live radio right now. I'm going to say that Kneecap's Fine Arts will win this Thursday.
And I'll bet that they won't. Okay, we're sorted.
I love it.
John, thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you at the next Tilt Showcase. Look forward to the Choice Music Prize this Thursday. Go out and support brilliant Irish bands and Irish albums. John, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kieran. See you on Thursday night.
See you Thursday night. Let's play something completely different from the Beasties. It's Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.